This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're broadcasting worldwide today. Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be in studio with us for 2 hours. Roger Stone's going to join us in the fourth hour. I'm going to co-host that with Anthony Cumia today because we have breaking news, not just from Roger, but from my other sources of how Trump is now being isolated inside of the White House ahead of his removal from office. And that, of course, is a coup d'etat. Now, I learned this information yesterday afternoon. I called Roger. He was also getting the similar intel from White House sources, including as high as you can pretty much get. I'm going to leave it at that. And then I saw the headline, Kelly cracks down on West Wing back channels to Trump. They want no one to communicate with him but them. It's all coming up today. Learn next year's news today here at InfoWars. But first, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in trouble. Congress is launching criminal investigations.
Professional liar Debbie Wasserman Schultz thinks she still lives in the carefree days of Clinton and Obama's land of corruption, a magically delicious place where anything goes as long as you defend your crimes by debasing them as racist and Islamophobic.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
What about diversity? There really has been a challenge that the Capitol Police has faced systemically with diversity. Diversity in your leadership, diversity in recruitment. How are you focusing in on improving that? And, I mean, I don't mean any disrespect, but it is hard to take your word for it.
Investors.com reports Chris Gowan, Awan's lawyer and a longtime associate of the Clintons, claim that this is clearly a right-wing media-driven prosecution by a United States Attorney's Office that wants to prosecute people for working while Muslim. Schultz said the whole thing raises troubling concerns about due process, fair treatment, and potential ethnic and religious profiling. Of course, Crooked Schultz kept Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer IT staffer Imran Awan on her staff long after all the other House Democrats had dropped Awan due to the D.C. police probe back in February. Why? Well, the plot is thickening. Roger Stone reports that Awan was with Seth Rich hours before his murder, and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh recently revealed inside information tying Seth Rich to WikiLeaks.
He offered a sample, an extensive sample, you know, I'm sure dozens of emails, and said, I want money. That later, WikiLeaks did get the password. He had a Dropbox, a protected Dropbox, which isn't hard to do. He also, this is also in the FBI report, he also let people know, but he also, the word was passed according to the FBI report, I also shared this box with a couple of friends. So if anything happens to me, it's not going to solve your problem.
Now, does this arrogant outburst from Wasserman Schultz become clearer when she is denied access to Awan's laptop by the Capitol Police Chief?
Members' equipment. Under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and you know, the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and you know, with the permission of through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way. And should expect that there would be consequences.
The Awan family, who are all under investigation, had been collectively paid $4 million taxpayer dollars for part-time, no-show IT work by House Democrats since 2009. Investors.com writes, Imran and Abid both had run-ins with the law, including public drunkenness and accusations of insurance fraud. Yet Democrats in the House gave them wide-ranging access to their emails and other potentially sensitive information. Why? It's simple. The A1s have dirt, dirt, and more dirt on Schultz. In the coming weeks, Debbie Wasserman Schultz will reveal a nasty woman status surpassing her comrade Hillary Clinton. Well, almost. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support pack when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Shots fired.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Congregating two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site. Anyone possessing firearm or any item or instrument that can be used as a weapon will be deemed an enemy of the state and will be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security. Violation of martial law will result in immediate arrests and trial for treason. All traitors will be shot. America is now engaged in civil war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us as we broadcast worldwide already Thursday, the third day of August 2017. Milo Yiannopoulos is launching his new book. It was already a number one New York Times bestseller, When They canceled it via political correctness a few months ago. He's suing the publisher, and he's reissued it himself, coming out today. Dangerous is the name of the book. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, many other places. He'll be in studio with us for 2 hours today. Then, I don't normally preempt folks that are hosting the fourth hour. Anthony Cumia is going to be hosting the fourth hour. I've invited him to ride shotgun with myself and Roger Stone. But I got some really important information from one of my White House sources yesterday afternoon. So I finally got a hold of Roger at about 11 o'clock at night, Central Time, last night. And he had some very important conversations yesterday, very lengthy, important conversations. Now, I got off the phone at about 11:30 at night, and I got in bed with my tablet, my laptop, my iPad, whatever you want to call the stupid thing, and I began doing some final surfing, and guess what I saw pop up in the news feed? Establishment news, they force feed you when you fire up the iPad. Exactly what I had just been talking to Stone about and when I've been talking to my other source at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Kelly cracks down on West Wing back channels to Trump. Now, remember, when we give you these sources information, we're not making it up. That's why we told you Trump would announce no expansion of the war, no plan to topple Assad. 3 days later, he said those exact words back in April. That's why we told you that Flynn would be out and it would be McMaster. Just like we told you last week, 4 days before it broke, specifically that Priebus would be out by the end of the week and that General Kelly was in the front running to be chief of staff. And the reason this matters is there's a battle for the heart and soul of the Trump White House and the Trump presidency right now, and we, and by extension, you, the listeners and viewers who we're interfacing with, are the American resistance to this. Now, this piece of news out of Politico that broke last night is just more confirmation of what our sources were telling us. But again, these sources are so high level, you couldn't get a better source of White House information. Now, that said, the media has gone from freaking out about those sources and giving us a lot of attention because they know we have those sources to total silence on it because they don't have the sources and the source we have. And they're upset about it. Now, the information I've got is so big that I don't even know how to properly break it all down. I was pretty tired at 11:30 when I climbed into bed. I've been up since 6 a.m. But I couldn't go to sleep for about 3 hours after I had all this information. I got back out of bed, went down to the kitchen table, sat there and read news and wrote notes for 3 hours. Then I went to bed about 2:30 in the morning, ended up oversleeping. I never sleep till 9 in the morning. I slept till 9 this morning. And as soon as I got up, I just got in the shower, and I'm just still having the same conversation that I have with myself with you. I don't know what to do about this. And I'm not 100% sure what all this means, but in Roger's words, in his text message to me at 11 at night when he was finally ready to talk to me, or 10:30, was, this is 7 days in May. Now, that's a Burt Lancaster movie where the Pentagon, a group of generals, decide to have a soft coup against the president. And then I got on the phone with him and basically was told the same information that I got from my sources, but his source was even more high level. And I'm just going to stop right there. 7 days in May, 1964. Burt Lancaster, Kurt Douglas, powerful film. We got to do a review of 7 Days in May. I think we've done one before, 5 or 6 years ago. But we're not watching a movie about a military coup. We are in it. What did Rush Limbaugh say last week? We played the clip. We pull up the headline. Rush Limbaugh, headline, Democrats are contacting generals to plan a coup. That was the headline. Generals are being contacted by the Democrats in deep state to plot a coup. That's Rush Limbaugh. 20 million listeners a day. The mouth of the not completely traitorous Republican Party. Blue blood, elitist, but still free market, not out to destroy the country. And then you've got the neocon rhinos and Bev the Democrats. They're cancer. You've got Sean Hannity saying that word for word. There's a plan to overthrow the president. But forget Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. You have Al Gore. You have Brennan. You have Clapper all on TV last week, days after a top evangelical pastor who met with the president for hours, met with senior members of Congress for hours, and they told him they're shopping a plan to overthrow the president and contacting former and current generals to help them carry it out. That's how you do it. They had the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings back in the late 1930s about how Smedley Butler, Commandant of the Marine Corps, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, was contacted by the Bushes, by Prescott Bush and Brown Brother Harriman and a Nazi group, and asked to overthrow Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And then they said no. And they didn't punish the plotters because they thought it would bring the country down. It was so dangerous and so painful and so treacherous and stretched into some of the most powerful families in the country, including the Kennedys. Yes, the Kennedys early on were on the Nazi payroll. That is a fact. They were in bed with sex operatives. They were getting paid off. But back then, Hitler was seen as good in the mid-30s. Joseph Kennedy and the rest of it. They were seen as anti-communist. Time magazine, you know, is saying Hitler's the greatest guy. The liberals loved him. He was for eugenics and sterilizing the minorities and a vegetarian and animal rights activist. I mean, he followed the whole template. But I digress. We're looking at a more organized operation, and I don't know if Kelly and Mattis are in on it. I don't know if they're, quote, isolating the president to, quote, protect him from a coup. He seems to trust him, and he's got good instincts, or whether they're playing a double game, but they are isolating him and not letting anybody get info to him. I'm not going to name names here. And they're quoted in the news like he's some mentally ill, mentally retarded, you know, cousin you keep in the attic or the basement. And about, yeah, he kind of goes with whatever. You know, he put out that disinfo, Politico says, quoting the general. And Politico's such fake news. Who knows if the general even said that? General Kelly, his chief of staff, you know, that he was being spied on by Obama. He just got that. It was in the New York Times they said they were spying on him. They have the intercepts now of the attorney general. They have the intercepts of his family. They were spying. They bragged they were spying. And you got them saying, because, you know, the president's dumb. He'll say any disinfo he gets told. Somebody told him. And somebody gave him a Breitbart article saying he was being spied on. And so now he's gone off half-cocked. Breitbart showed a screenshot, like we did, days after we did, of the New York Times saying wiretaps picked it up. So, see, remember all that? They were saying, oh, we're spying. Trump goes, that's illegal. They go, we never spied. You're crazy. It's only in hundreds of newspapers, and we only quoted it on CNN and Fox News, and we only had congressional hearings about it, and they're only using the intercepts now and leaking them everywhere, selectively edited. They're only leaking all his phone calls with world leaders right now. Oh, but they think you're so stupid that they're saying he's crazy. But don't worry, General Kelly will make sure none of that information gets to Trump. And then McMaster, the head of the National Security, he will fire anybody that talks about globalism to the president on his staff that writes papers about radical Islam and globalism being allied against America, which it is, and which Bannon has exposed. Well, guess what? It's now come out that McMaster will fire anybody that talks about it or is an anti-globalist. So what do you call this? I call it a mess. But you got a bunch of different factions, and these guys are acting just like Alexander Haig. Remember when Reagan got shot, Haig runs out and goes, I've got the codes, I'm in charge, I am now the president, I am the president. No. None of these generals ever got elected to office. They never did anything that Trump did. Trump's the maverick. We elected him. He's the president, not you.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
All right, Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be in studio with us in the second and third hour today. Then coming up in the fourth hour, Roger Stone's going to join us with huge breaking news about the isolation of the president ahead of an attempted physical coup. You have Al Gore. You have Brennan, formerly of the CIA, that Trump fired shades of Kennedy firing the CIA director and getting killed a year later. You have him saying, don't worry about impeachment. We're about to remove him in the next few months. It's going to be bipartisan, and we've all got to work together. And they're calmly on TV talking about it so everyone accepts it when it happens. They've got all these movies and TV shows and dramas where the president's killed, and then there is a succession. And you've got major publications talking about what happens when the president gets killed and how COG kicks in and how, don't worry, the Democrats, the failing, collapsing party with the Republican leadership that's sabotaging their own party by design, how they are going to come in and reorganize things and have new elections, and magically the Democrats are going to win. They're not going to let us have the 2018 election that's going to only reaffirm populists and Trumpites and Ron Paul types and info warriors. They know that we just took control of the vast majority of state houses and governorships. They know we're taking control of the Supreme Court and other federal courts. They know we're going to get gains in Congress. So the headlines are Republicans turning on Trump. Trump's going down. Trump has low approval rating. Trump's a traitor. But all the patriots, from Lou Dobbs to myself to Sean Hannity to Rush Limbaugh to Matt Drudge, anybody that knows the facts are telling you, look, the Democrat think tanks are saying overthrow Trump. Now they've moved from saying it in the think tanks to saying it on the news. And imagine if Republicans were out here saying, go after Obama when he was in, kill Obama, overthrow Obama. It would have been the end of the world. But we knew he was unpopular. We knew we were going to intellectually beat them. We didn't want him to be hurt. And that's what's crazy, is that they are buying into the propaganda that they can kill Trump or remove Trump and not turn him into a martyr. The Senate Republican leadership has always been a bunch of blue blood scum. They're the ones whose heads are on the chopping block. They're the ones who helped pass Obamacare, the monumental screw job. And you've got Flake and McMaster and others out promoting globalism. You've got people in the Trump administration on the inside. You've got senators out promoting New World Order right as it quakes and shakes and prepares to collapse. All putting on a giant act. Meanwhile, a Jamie White article from Infowars.com, China runs drill to censor harmful websites. Continuation of Chi-Com internet censorship that our own government and media has been now adopting. Think about that. And that leads us now to this next huge, gigantic, mega massive piece of news. Remember these headlines out of Zero Hedge? Remember these headlines out of World Tribune, out of Infowars.com in January of this year? As the clock ticked down, Obama created Ministry of Truth to counter fake news. The coming crackdown on free speech. Now, here it is. Funds to counter Russia extremists gather dust at State Department. $80 million that Obama signed when he was still in office, when President Trump was president-elect. The whole bill is about Russia and RT and InfoWars, with no proof, claiming InfoWars is part of some Russian operation, and it said that it was there to counter me. And you've seen the members of the Federal Election Commission calling for more investigations, and the FBI counter-espionage investigation going on against Breitbart and InfoWars and Drudge. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. But they passed $80 million a year to fund this out of the State Department. Now, go back to Public Affairs, the Washington Post magazine, 3 years ago, the headline, Congress legalizes CIA engaging in domestic propaganda, lying. Now they've got the funding, and here's the line. CNN goes, Trump's getting easy on ISIS. Trump's blocking funds to counter extremism, ISIS. The bill that Obama signed is about domestic media listing it as enemy with no proof so you can engage in operations against it using the CIA and Army Special Forces in America, including killing people. That's right. That's right, folks. Under espionage, they can kill people. They want to kill me saying I'm a Russian agent. Ha, ha, ha. As if the military is going to follow those orders. Everybody knows who the real traitors are. And here it is right here. It says ISIS loses on the battlefield and moves to inspire attacks on Europe. And Trump and Tillerson aren't doing anything to stop ISIS. Really, it's Trump that just smashed Obama's ISIS army and Hillary's ISIS army. They're the founders of it. So now they say they won't fight ISIS using this when it's meant to kill the free press.
Alex Jones.
That's the lying.
Radio Network.
The lies within lies within lies.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Shots fired.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregation of 2 or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site. Anyone possessing firearms or any item or instrument that can be used as a weapon will be deemed an enemy of the state and will be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security. Any violation of martial law will result in immediate arrests and trial for treason. All traitors will be shot. America is now engaged in civil war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Meanwhile, Al Gore spends 30-plus% more energy on one house than the average person.
The truth about the climate crisis is still inconvenient. The water cycle is disrupted, so we get these rain bombs. The ice starts melting faster.
Rain bomb is what they're calling it.
Yeah, that's what some scientists are calling them now. Yeah, you can see the glaciers just literally exploding. Then you probably want to go to the doctor. And unfortunately, that's happening a lot more frequently. The new studies indicate we're in danger. It affects the spread of tropical diseases. Now it's gone way up. It has really increased dramatically. Challenges to the governance of some countries, and the droughts get deeper and longer. That really concerned me because I was worried that the ice melt is increasing dramatically. And the number of people that are becoming climate refugees already is beginning to create some political unrest. All these horrible consequences the scientists are predicting. How did you find the moral courage to rise up and solve this? We need to hear this as a wake-up call. We need to defend ourselves. So also, climate refugees are beginning to create the instability in parts of Europe, and this is just the beginning. Tick-borne diseases, which are really exploding this year, even worse sea level rise and even worse catastrophes, devastating to a tremendous amount of anxiety every single day. Unfortunately, getting worse. That should be an alarm bell to the human race, spreading these tropical diseases elsewhere. The relationship between humanity and microbes has always been mediated by climate, and a warmer, wetter, more chaotic climate favors the microbes and works against us. The resistance to civil rights laws was just as fierce, if not more so, than the resistance to solving the climate crisis. And no, we get it now. Sometimes can find ways to convince them. But we're running out of time. We're in a race against time. What were you doing, watching Dancing with the Stars? Didn't you really take this seriously? What are you smoking?
Mark Dice did a great job just editing down just the words of him. And I've said this for many years. They engage in open-air genetic engineering, pharmacological crops, human-animal splicing, animal-animal, plant-plant, plant-animal splicing. It gives rise to superviruses, mutated bacteria. And then they say, oh, look, there's new diseases. Oh, look, Lyme's disease is spreading. When it came from a U.S. weapons laboratory, that's been declassified, Plum Island. Oh, it's the earth heating up. Pay me more money for my carbon tax company in London or you're all dead. Move out of your beachside homes. They're going to be underwater by 2013. The Antarctic and Arctic will be totally melted. They're actually record size. All lies. Polar bears can't swim. But then notice, he goes on to talk about the refugees pouring in. When Peter Sutherland, who helped found the EU, became the head of the refugee program 6 years ago and began advertising for Muslims to come into Europe. They were going to open the borders of Turkey, open the borders in Italy, in Macedonia, in other areas to let people by ship and by foot and by train and by car get in and then give them free housing to incentivize more people coming. And then say, oh, they're climate refugees. We warned you the third world was going to collapse. Because they're the same people looting the third world. They're the same ones then advertising in the third world, hey, refugees, come here. And then they point at the refugees and say, see, we told you so, when it's the UN using them as a weapon system to bring down the West. And then folks that Trump has brought in to the National Security Council and brought in the State Department are writing papers on this for the State Department. I have it in my stack, and they're getting fired by McMaster for writing papers quoting globalists, quoting Peter Sutherland, Al Gore, and, of course, George Soros in the BBC saying we're getting rid of the West, we're getting rid of Europe, we're getting rid of free market, we're using Muslims to do it, admitting the plan. And they don't want that being given out in the government. And Trump's a really smart guy when it comes to basic free market policy and trying to run the country. But folks that have talked to the president recently, when you talk to him, reportedly, those that have talked to him at length, I mean, hour-long conversations, He doesn't know about a lot of this, and they're isolating him more and more. The one little pinhole he gets now is Sean Hannity that he watches most nights. That's the pinhole. And so thank God, and that's why they're trying to fire him, because they are trying to isolate the president so that he doesn't know what's going on. And that's why Roger Stone is going to be joining us in the fourth hour. He has his sources. I have my sources. Let's just say the MSM doesn't have these sources. And here it is. Kelly cracks down on West Wing back channels to Trump. The new White House chief of staff is making it his first priority to gain control over the information that gets to the president. And he says disinformation, like what the president's been saying since January, that Obama spied on him and his campaign. They were in hundreds of newspapers. They were in the New York Times 22 times that we found. Remember back in April, they were in the news saying, we never said we spied on him. We never said we had intercepts proving Russia. That's illegal. Trump's crazy. And we found 22 New York Times articles, some of them front page, saying wiretaps of Trump and his campaign. Then we got from Sheriff Arpaio's office, as he was outgoing, the NSA intercepts with my personal business phone number that I never even used in my office up until 5 years ago. They even had that. They had the Mar-a-Lago number to the private bedroom of the president that I had, that I'd never had the nerve to use. I'm looking at these numbers. That's his private number at Trump Tower. That's the main switchboard number at Trump Tower. That's his Mar-a-Lago number. That's his old cell phone they turned off. I'm like, and there's my old business number that I hardly ever used, a landline. I mainly used for doing like coast-to-coast interviews or whatever. I go do that at the office in case my kids woke up in the middle of the night. And, yeah, there it is. January 20th, Inauguration Day. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. And they said, he never, but here's Kelly being quoted in Politico, saying that, well, we've got to stop this info getting the president because he just goes with whatever he sees, like the data about him being wiretapped. You mean like he read in the New York Times? Or Obama saying, we're giving all our data and all our wiretap data over to make sure Trump can't hide it. We're giving it to good people inside good agencies. That means the deep state. Remember all that? But they talk to you like you are a idiot with the IQ of a watermelon or an onion or a zucchini. It's so incredible. And I want to think, you know, General Kelly's a good guy. He did a great job at Homeland Security. 69% decrease in illegals coming across. They're building the border wall. They're securing Trump trusting. But he's got a good career in the military at the Marine Corps. We don't know enough about him. But I'll tell you this, Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, you know, as he's got, I don't know why he got that nickname. He's pretty much the opposite of that. You know, the so-called intellectual, historical Marine Corps general. Okay, he slaughtered a bunch of jihadis that deserved it in some battles in Iraq. Okay, great. Same thing with McMaster. Okay, back in the first Gulf War, before that, whatever, he was a tank commander. Okay, great. McMaster is purging people that are patriots. And McMaster's been saying, we're going to take out Assad, and the president says he's not. So, all I know is they're isolating the president, and they're working with the media to try to get rid of Trump's long-term security head, the former New York City police detective, and other people that are family confidants that Trump supports. And they've taken his cell phone away like he's a baby. And the media sits there and says, you know, take away his Twitter. He's the president. He's a media president. He defeated the odds of the American people and got elected. And I'm sick of hearing that Mad Dog Mattis is the man of, you know, the world, and that General Kelly is, and that they know best, and that they're the co-presidents. And here's the big news. More's coming up. Little birdies told me that Mattis and Kelly have a rule that not one of them can be out of town when the other one is. They have to always have somebody there to babysit the president. So somebody's got to stay there 24 hours a day, making sure that the president doesn't make any military decisions alone. As if he is alone, as if there isn't a bunker full of military underneath the White House. Or a bunch of trucks following him around everywhere he goes, and aircraft with mobile command centers. But it's the fact that they're telling the press that behind the scenes and telling Congress that, oh, don't worry, we're in control of the president, is arrogant and it's belligerent and it's treasonous. Now, I'm not saying they are involved in treason. I'm saying that type of talk and that type of behavior is what we get out of Al Franken, you know, the failed comedian. And Pelosi, you can hardly walk now and is stumbling around dizzy and thinks that George W. Bush is still in office, clearly has dementia, and all these other weirdos. And then you got a guy who works 18 hours a day, got great instincts, $4 trillion now in the stock market, up, you know, 20-something percent, hundreds of billions of new jobs coming back in, securing our borders, getting the VA line back out, and they're sitting there acting like this incredibly accomplished person, the number one TV host ever, highest ratings, highest grossing, super successful hotels, super successful golf courses, all of this, and they've got articles in National Review called The Death of a Salesman because he didn't get rid of Obamacare in the first 6 months. It's his fault, and he's a failure, and he never did anything in his life. This from some hack writer we've never heard of. Mattis and Kelly came up through the U.S. Marine Corps. They came up through something set up by John Paul Jones 250-something years ago. Doesn't mean they're not accomplished men, but they came through a system. Donald Trump didn't come through a system. He came through on his own will. He's ultra accomplished, and I'm sick of people saying he's not accomplished and playing these games. All these foreigners they bring into lectures like John Oliver. Let me tell you, President, excuse me, let me tell you, Trump will never be president. Playing these junior high mind games with everybody. And again, they're all over the news saying that President Trump will be soon removed from office, and it's totally normal and no big deal. He'll just be cooed out. He'll be liquidated. He'll be neutralized. Those are words for killed. And then our congressional sources have confirmed, yes, they plan to kill him. They plan to murder the president. Is it going to be a lone nut? Is it going to be some right winger they wind up? They're plotting it right now, and now they're cutting him off from information. Cutting him off so that they can try to deal the death blow. Now, are Mattis and Kelly in on it? I don't know. But I know this. They need to come out and say, Politico quoted us wrong. We're not saying the president believes whatever he last read. We're not going to that Democratic Party deep state talking point. We know the president's correct. There was illegal spying on him. I mean, they're in the news admitting that the CIA has computer programs watching and listening to you in live time illegally, and that private corporations are doing it. I know I told you that 20 years ago, but now it's mainstream news. Congress is trying to pass laws to finally restrict it. And now we told you about this in January. Now it's in mainstream news. They plan to use continuity of government to overthrow the president. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to keep hammering and hammering and hammering. And the disinfo is so bad that CNN has a headline that Trump won't use $80 million that was given to him by this Congress. They don't say passed by Obama in his last weeks in office to fight ISIS propaganda. Trump just defeated with our military ISIS that Obama and the globalists created and propped up and turned loose on Christians. The money is to counter domestic media that's pro-Trump. They list Breitbart and InfoWars in the legislation. The headline should be, Trump's not using the money Obama set aside to destroy the free press. Instead, they turn it around and say, oh, he's not battling ISIS with the money when he's the one crushing it. See how they invert everything. They are a pack of lying scum, total traitors aligned with radical Islam, period. And it's coming out, and people understand that globalism and the EU and the Vatican are allied with radical Islam to literally take over, because there's 1.5 billion Muslims. In 20 years, there's going to be 3 billion. They're the folks having an average of 6 kids, and they decided to take over with the Muslims. It's a fact. I was never anti-Islam. I was never wanting a war with these people because I wanted to contain it in their own hellhole. Skip this network break, please. I never wanted to do that. But now it's out of control, it's uncontained, and it will destroy and murder and annihilate everything that is open and free, and I stand against it. It is the unholy alliance of globalism with radical Islam, and they're all desperate to keep that from coming out, because when the world learns that the Republican and Democratic leadership are wedded to Orthodox radical Islam, and Hillary and Obama were the founders of ISIS, it's game over. And General Flynn knew that, and that's why Mattis and others wanted him removed. That Brennan is a sworn Wahhabist. And I'm telling you, Mattis and McMaster and Kelly, all of them are moving into that area where we know Brennan and Mueller are, where they're both took off radical Islam off the list, won't let anybody track it or stop it, let them bring in people that are known Al-Qaeda. And you look at this nest of people in there, imagine how pissed they are having to follow Trump's orders to annihilate ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's the facts. What you see is General Flynn's plan. Even though he's gone, Trump's following through with it. That's the only reason the radical jihad forces that criminals and our government allied with and empowered is being smashed. That's the only reason. Now, we better hear from McMaster, and we better hear from all these other guys that think they're the president, that globalism is an enemy of America, that Islam is an enemy of freedom, and that they're not going along with it. Or we got to start beating the drum to expose these people. And by the way, these guys are in charge of all the death squads and all the hit teams. But here's the good news. They know they're under surveillance, too. And they know anything happens to Trump, anything happens to me, anything happens, they are the suspects number one. And I've been watching them real close. I've been watching them real close. And I want them to know. I know Brennan and I know Mueller are on the Wahhabist payroll. I know McMaster's is in there trying to promote globalism. And I know that the others are isolating the president right now. And that's not a good thing. And when they list what they're isolating him on, it's from any outside info, like he's being spied on by the Democrats. Which is, of course, what they're afraid of, because it's illegal what they did, and he can go after them for their illegal use of the FISA court anytime they want, because they didn't get the FISA authorization, and in some cases they did, and then they use it illegally. He has them. And they're maneuvering him for destruction. I don't know if McMaster's is pure evil. I don't know if Mattis is pure evil. I don't know if all these people are 100% bad, or they're playing some triple, quadruple game against the globalists, and Trump knows what he's doing. But I see them in the news going along with propaganda against the president. And, you know, you guys swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution and to protect and defend the president and his duly sworn duties and to follow his orders and to execute them. And he's bringing America back, carrying the country on his shoulders, and the least you can do is go out there and defend the president and stop talking out of both sides of your mouths. This is a lot bigger than you guys retiring with some Saudi deal or some $5 million a year defense contract so you can go play golf and live in your big fancy house with your stupid trophy wife. The globalists want to kill the country. And are you really going to ally with a billion and a half Muslims and really sell us out to them? Because that's what's going on. And do you think you're ever going to get away with that? You think Trump is your problem? Trump's only one wave in this, one manifestation of the awakening. You're never putting the genie back in the bottle. You must join with us. You must join with the Republic. You must join with prosperity. You must join with Christianity. You must join with common sense. You must join with the Renaissance. You must join with your ancestors and be honorable. The old unwritten tradition in the U.S. military is to not put people in charge of things that haven't shown their brass and who also come from bad families. In general, you had to come from good families because you got to trust the genetic type of a person. You guys are turning your back on your families, on your bloodline, on everything you are, this new world order, believing you're in this big multidimensional complex system of joining with Islam and the grand chessboard to project power into the future and to control Islam as your magic key to control Russia and China. And all it's going to do is bring us down. It wants to destroy the West. It wants to bring it down. It wants to enslave everything. You do not join with Islam. You do not join with cancer. It eats your guts out, and then it kills you. Now, here's the facts. We have the globalists trying to shut us down on every front. But despite that, you have increased your funding and support of our operations and your prayers, and you're spreading the links and articles on every platform you can. Nothing can stop you. You are our social media team. Listeners, we need you to take action, and we need your financial support. We've ended the big free shipping specials. A lot of those products were about to sell out, so we've ended those specials, as I said we would today. But we're launching in the month of August the 1776 Defend America specials. Brain Force. Normally $35 is 55% off, $17.76. The Great Nootropic, very popular. Survival Shield X2, the good, clean, high-quality, deep earth source iodine. It is 55% off at $17.76. Secret 12, the amazing methylcobalamin organic B12, not the synthetic garbage under the tongue, highest quality. Secret 12, 55% off. Oil of oregano, incredible high quality, from the Mediterranean, organic, $17.76, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off, $17.76. Introducing Super Blue Mouthwash, designed by my dad, one of the top formulators in the country, big, huge, concentrated bottle with colloidal silver and more. It's 11% off at $17.76. Out of the gates, that's now available. The John Oliver Challenge, chocolate or strawberry caveman with the True Whey protein, 30% off right now. 50% off of all silver products, colloidal silver, the electric toothbrush with silver in it, the toothpaste, Super Blue, all of it, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we have ended the specials that we had. These are the new specials, the 1776 specials. And I see on there it says free shipping. So here's the problem. I have these ad meetings, and then half the time I get them wrong. And that's okay because we have a few crew here. That's okay because that's your game. It says free shipping. I guess they continued free shipping, and I didn't know about it. We'll see how long that goes. I've got to end that. So I'm going to say as part of the 1776 special that runs for the month, the free shipping only is going to go for till next Monday. Okay, so I guess free shipping continues. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour with Milo Yiannopoulos in studio.
GCNLive.com today.